Chapter 26. After the scourge, Jehovah said to Moses and Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census of the whole assembly of the Israelites, from 20 years of age and up, by their paternal houses, counting all those who can serve in the army in Israel." So Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the desert plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, saying,
"Take a census of them from the age of 20 years and up, just as Jehovah commanded Moses."
Now the sons of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt were Reuben, Israel's firstborn. Reuben's sons were of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These were the families of the Reubenites, and their registered ones amounted to 43,730. The son of Palu was Eliab, and the sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. This Dathan and Abiram were chosen ones of the assembly, who fought against Moses and Aaron, along with Korah's group, when they fought against Jehovah. Then the earth opened and swallowed them up. As for Korah, he died with his supporters when the fire consumed 250 men, and they became a warning example. However, the sons of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon by their families were of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jakin, the family of the Jakinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Sheol, the family of the Sheolites. These were the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, by their families, were of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shunai, the family of the Shunites, of Oznai, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arod, the family of the Arodites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These were the families of the sons of Gad, and their registered ones were 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan. However, Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah by their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Perez, the family of the Perizzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Perez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These were the families of Judah, and their registered ones were 76,500. The sons of Issachar, by their families, were of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Puvah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These were the families of Issachar, and their registered ones were 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, by their families, were of Sered, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaliel, the family of the Jalielites. These were the families of the Zebulunites, and their registered ones were 60,500. The sons of Joseph, by their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh were of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir became father to Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These were the sons of Gilead. Of Aizah, the family of the Aizahites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. Of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites. Of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. Of Shemida, the family of the Shemidaites, of Hepher, the family of the Hepherites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons only daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the families of Manasseh, and the registered ones were 52,700. These were the sons of Ephraim by their families: of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites; of Beker, the family of the Bekerites; of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these were the sons of Shuthelah: of Eran, the family of the Eranites. These were the families of the sons of Ephraim, and the registered ones were 32,500. These were the sons of Joseph by their families. The sons of Benjamin by their families were: of Bela, the family of the Belaites; of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites; of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites; of Shephupham, the family of the Shuphamites; of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman; of Ard, the family of the Ardites; of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These were the sons of Benjamin by their families, and the registered ones were 45,600. These were the sons of Dan by their families: of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These were the families of Dan by their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, of their registered ones, were 64,400. The sons of Asher by their families were: of Imnah, the family of the Imnites; of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites; of Beriah, the family of the Beriahites; of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites; of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites. The name of Asher's daughter was Sirah. These were the families of the sons of Asher, and the registered ones were 53,400. The sons of Naphtali by their families were: of Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites; of Gunai, the family of the Gunites; of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites; of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These were the families of Naphtali by their families, and their registered ones were 45,400. This is the total of those registered of the Israelites: 601,730. After that, Jehovah said to Moses, "Among these the land should be divided as an inheritance, according to the list of the names. For the larger groups you should increase the inheritance, and for the smaller groups you should reduce the inheritance. Each group's inheritance should be given in proportion to the number of those registered. However, the land should be apportioned by lot. They should receive their inheritance according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. Each inheritance will be determined by lot and apportioned among the larger and the smaller groups." Now these were the registered ones of the Levites by their families: of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites; of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites; of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These were the families of the Levites: the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. Kohath became father to Amram, and the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, Levi's daughter, whom his wife bore to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram she bore Aaron and Moses and their sister Miriam. Then to Aaron there were born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died for presenting unauthorized fire before Jehovah. The total of those registered was 23,000, all males from a month old and up. For they were not registered among the Israelites, because no inheritance was to be given to them among the Israelites. These were the ones registered by Moses and Eleazar the priest when they registered the Israelites in the desert plains of Moab, by the Jordan, at Jericho. But among them, there was no one who had been registered by Moses and Aaron the priest in the census of the Israelites taken in the wilderness of Sinai. For Jehovah had said concerning them, "They will die without fail in the wilderness." So there was not a man left of them, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.